Melbourne United going beautifully at the moment, sitting right on top of the table. 17 wins and 5 losses. The coach, Dean Vickerman, been good enough to join us. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you.
When you do your pre-season predictions and you're looking at the season unfolding, do you dare to think that 17-5 might be the result after 22 games?
Yeah, I'd take it every time if you told me that at the start of the season. But, you know, we've had our bumps in the road and, you know, had our injury concerns, as every team in the league has. It's interesting going to, you know, from a 28-game season to a 36-game season and, you know, the virus and different things impacted preseason. But, yeah, there's been so many injuries in our league this year. It's, yeah, really interesting. And trying to deal with it and win games with players out has been a challenge for all teams this year.
Dean, you talk about that. And then you had the NBL Cup, you know, 4 weeks sort of in the hub, lots of games. Do you think that has contributed to it?
Yeah, contributed to it. And we see there's obviously a fatigue in our league. The scoring rate since the hub has dropped about 6 points. And no one's scored 100 points since that period. So there's a general fatigue across our league at the moment. I think everybody came out of the hub and there was a couple of high scoring games. Everyone was excited to get back to their home state and see their families. But then again, it's just dropped off as the games have continued to come thick and fast. And you add travel to that one as well.
Were there benefits from a coaching perspective in playing all those games in sort of like a concentrated period of time though, in terms of what you were able to do and what you were able to look at?
Yeah, you know, you didn't get too many quality practices. Obviously good for, you know, scouting and see the depth of scouting. Obviously, you know, teams have got 3 or 4 guys that you probably normally focus on, but you've got to see, you know, their 8th, 9th, 10th guy, how they're going to respond to being in key situations as well. So, it was a real mix of the quality of practice and how short and sharp you needed to have it just to try and be ready for the next game.
You've had long runs of victories, Dean. There's a couple of times you've been on these 6-7 game winning streaks and you're on one at the moment. Is that an indication of where you guys sort of sit in terms of the dominance of the competition? Like, do you see it evening itself out as it rolls on? Or how do you explain the run that you've been on a couple of occasions?
Yeah, I guess us and Perth have had some really good runs, us at the start of the year, and then now we're on a 7-game winning streak right now. I'm not sure about the dominance. You know, you look at a lot of those games and, a lot of them are decided in the last 2 minutes of or 3 minutes of the game. So I think just the confidence, the defensive ability to get stops at the right time and you know, where you go to key guys in closeout situations can be the difference between a mid-level team and a top team right now.
Sorry, Gary.
No, you go, Tim.
I was just going to say, Jock Landale's influence on this group, how significant has it been?
Yeah, you know, it just continues to grow. And, you know, sometimes I forget he's only 25 or something like that. But he's played, you know, a couple of years of pro overseas and had great experiences with the national team and things. And some, I continue to look at him like he's a lot older. You know, I think, yeah, I love the space that he's got himself in right now, to know that, you know, his mobility, his ability to stretch the four, and then be a, you know, dominant post presence at different times as well. So he's a really tough cover. And then he's done a great job of protecting the rim for us as well defensively. So, you know, he's such a key to our team.
You play Illawarra this week. What's the greatest challenge when you're playing against a Brian Gorgian coach team?
Yeah, you know, right now I think we're rated the best defensive team in the league, and they're the second best defensive team in the league. And they've rebounded the basketball really well. I think when everybody talks about the Illawarra, they talk about Harvey and Jessup and the key scorers that those two are. But you know, all round they've been a really solid basketball team in a lot of different areas. So, you know, Harvey, when he gets 20, 25, they become really dangerous. So we feel like hopefully getting Shea Illy back, having, you know, Udai and Sam McDaniels as real key defenders for us, that we've got some tough matchups for him.
Hey, we wish you well with that and for the season, obviously. Just before we let you go, the CEO, Vince Crivelli's announced that at the end of the year he's going to be heading to the big office. He's had a massive impact on the organisation.
Yeah, massive. Build it. Went through the change of Tigers to United, really started the franchise again and, built it to a point where, we have multiple owners and, businesses, tripled in size as well. So done an amazing job and wishing the absolute best. Glad he's staying in basketball and I'm sure he'll have a great impact at the NBL.
Yeah, and we wish you the best as well, Dean. Thanks for joining us and good luck for this weekend and the rest of the year.
Cheers.
Dean Dickerman. Thanks, Dean.
Melbourne United coach on top of the ladder, our team, Wispy, because Hutchie says they are, so they are, and we wish them all the best and we hope they win the title.